preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you for joining the show tonight, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next brief 60 minutes of thrills and spills, the last 24 hours of the Trump Phenomenon. Another great 24 hours for Donald Trump. We'll try to keep track of it. Please add your comments and observations that you've made since we last met up here in the Trump Clubhouse at 800-313-9443. And the, let's see, how has the show changed over the years? You know, in early years of the show, there were people who didn't like Donald Trump. some people. And so that was an aspect of the show, is that I had to do lock horns with people. Well, two things, lock horns with people that just were genuinely hostile to Donald Trump. And then with people who were skeptical about Donald Trump, I tried to persuade them, make the case Donald Trump was the real deal. Well, now here we're into Donald Trump's fourth year of his presidency. And of course, we had a year of his candidacy before that. And the Trump haters are pretty much gone. And I guess that's good. But we can always handle a Trump hater. If a Trump hater wants to speak on the air here, we can lock horns. Then the Trump skeptics, we still have a few Trump skeptics, and I really enjoy the task of trying to persuade doubters that Donald Trump is the real deal. I've always contended he was. I contended even more strongly today than I ever did in all these years past. So let us proceed with the things we can talk about tonight. Here's an interesting story. Of course, a lot of what we're dealing with now has to do with, to quote the great orange man himself, China. China. Yes, China, folks. And guess, this is going to get interesting over the next year. The China connection is going to come out. The many China connections. And one of the really ripe China connections is that the Chinese own a big chunk of Rachel Maddow's company, and Joe Scarborough and Chris Cuomo. Very interesting conflict of interest. Hey, how do you like them apples? These people are working for the Chinese government. They're drawing their paycheck from, well, you could say Chinese investors, but what kind of investors do you have in China? There's only one flavor, folks, the Chinese dictatorship. The repressive, cruel, repressive is too nice a word. The brutal government of communist red China has a big stranglehold on Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski and Chris Cuomo and these other pukes. And I'd like to find out, you know, the other night we talked about what a puke Neil Cavuto is. I'd like to find out where Neil Cavuto's conflict of interest is. He seems to be, China seems to have him by hairs. They really seem to have Neil Cavuto in their grip. So this is going to get interesting over the next year and subsequent years. Is that the American people have found out China doesn't like us. And they find out that China's been screwing us. And they found out that China's been stealing from us all of our technology. We found out that China's been stealing our jobs, all of them. Everyone they can get their greedy hands on. We found out that the Chinese have been raiding our universities, stripping them clean. 250,000 red Chinese engineers in our top universities, in our engineering schools. How the hell did that come to be? Well, can you say Bill Clinton? Can you say George Bush? Can you say Barack Hussein Obama? That's how that came to be. These creeps in the Oval Office let it happen, encouraged it to happen. They love it happening. Remember, well, remember how bad they were. So the Chinese, Donald Trump has exposed this Chinese connection. And now, really, to, you know, put the point on it, this flu, the Chinese flu, the Wuhan flu, the Kung flu. I love that in the press conference the other day when one of these puke reporters, and they're all pukes. You know, it's an amazing thing. The president is facing this room full of these reporters, and every single one of them hates his guts. Every single one of them hates your guts. Every single one of them wants to end the America your parents helped build and loved and fought for. So one of these pukes is asked Donald Trump this question, you know, with that whiny tone that they have, whining, you know, I'm better than you. I'm correcting you. They all think they're correcting the president. They're better than the president. The president is morally beneath them. It's something to behold. So this one says, people in your White House are using the term Kung Flu. And the president says, what? I know I've already relayed this story to you, but maybe somebody missed it. It's so good. What? People are saying Kung Flu in your White House. The president says, what was that? What did you say? And he made her say it three times, Kung Flu. He says, I don't know about that. I haven't heard anything about that. And the president was wise enough not to take the bait, not to repeat her words. She wanted to get him on camera saying Kung Flu. And then the left, all the Joe Scarboroughs and Mika Brzezinskis, they would all be then cutting and pasting that little bit of video into their next attack piece on Donald Trump. And financed by their bosses, the red freaking Chinese. He didn't take the bait. So she got to say Kung Flu three times. And I love that. What a genius Donald Trump is at handling these people. This is going to be, this is really coming to the fore now, the Chinese connection. And Donald Trump is the man. He's the champion. He's the man on the white horse. He's the knight in shining armor. He is our champion. He is our hero when it comes to nailing the red Chinese. Nobody before Donald Trump even came close. Nobody dared. That was off limits, politically incorrect, impermissible to speak ill of the communist stinking Chinese. Donald Trump has enabled us to do that. And of course, this flu, as I said, it's put the point on it. It's put the sharp point on it. And the American people are pissed. Their economy has been screwed to the wall. And this is true in all European nations. So, and now it's time to get back to and get these flu virus, CDC, the WHO has just been exposed. The World Health Organization just been exposed. Donald Trump yesterday said, I'm suspending payments to the World Health Organization. Thank you, Mr. President. No president before you would dare do that. Ronald Reagan wouldn't dare do that. Nobody would have the guts, the raw guts to do that. You do. Thank you. Other things that have happened. I mean, there's too many to count. The president just throws these, he does them every day. The other day when he directed that gun stores are essential businesses. Thank you, Mr. President, because all these puke governors and mayors, city councils, were going to shut down all the gun stores in America because they were going to call it non-essential. And under the orders, the unconstitutional, illegal orders by their governors, shutting down businesses, confining people to their homes, restricting their movement, they were going to rule these businesses non-essential, and therefore the gun shop owners had to shut their businesses down, let all their employees go, unpaid. These are small businesses. They can't afford to pay employees who can't work. Donald Trump stopped that in his tracks. These are essential businesses. Just all he has to do is write that. He wrote that sentence. And this is where he has been brilliant. Because remember, in his first 2 years, he had the House of Representatives, so to speak, as it were, almost with Paul Ryan in there, that puke, that rhino. And by the way, remember, Donald Trump just the other day in a press conference looked at these pukes asking him attack questions, and he referred to the problem Republicans as rhinos. He used the term rhinos. Did you ever hear George Bush Jr. or Sr. use the term rhino? No, you didn't. Can you think of a reason? One good reason is both of them, one of them was, and one of the other one of them still is, a rhino. I'm sure George Bush Sr. is still a rhino wherever he is now. Through the flames, if you could see him through the flames, you'd see that he's still a rhino. So the Paul Ryan was a rhino. So, but then the second 2 years, 2018, thanks to the Mueller puke report, the Russia hoax, the media collaboration in this, I love Donald Trump's very, very honest, very, not honest isn't the right word, piercing observation that the press, the media, is simply a branch of the Democratic National Committee. That is a fact. That is a cold, hard fact. Nobody's ever had the balls to say it before Donald Trump. So because of the damage they did with the American voter, with the Russia hoax, Mueller, the Mueller report, all this, they did enough damage. They got enough people who would have voted Republican. Donald Trump's not on the ticket. Remember, 2018. Enough Republican congressmen lost to demon rats in 2018 that this puke Nancy Pelosi took over in the House. This closes the door on legislation for the Patriot president. He can't get legislation through the House. As they say in New Jersey, forget about it. So he has to function through executive order, through proclamation, through directives to his administration departments. That's all he's got. He can get something passed in the Senate, but if the House doesn't ratify it, it ain't going to happen. He can get judges confirmed in the Senate because they can act on their own. They don't need the permission of Nancy Puke Pelosi. And they can steamroller right over Chuck Puke Schumer in the Senate. Anyway, so all this, very good. Let's go to some topics here for consideration. I'm going to get my caller board up here. I think I see something happening. Scott in Oregon is there on the board. Let us go to Scott. Is he still there? He dropped. Okay, I made him wait too long. My fault. I apologize, Scott. But call back. And anybody else, anytime you get frustrated with me holding you on the phone too long or whatever else, just call back. I feel bad about it. I'm not trying to keep you off the air. I want you to get on the air. So please call back. Here's the headline. I'm going to read you this, share this with you. This will make you happy. I'm looking at it for the first time. It's a brand new headline on Breitbart. Oh, Donald Trump asks the question, what does Barack Obama know about Joe Biden that is preventing endorsement? Oh, my gosh. I got to look at this. I can't believe this. I can't believe. Oh, this is going to be juicy. Okay. Oh, okay. Here, we're going to play a little Donald Trump. This is the first time I've heard it. This is part of the fun of this radio assignment here. Is I have as much fun as you do. Okay, here we go. Here comes the president. I think. Oh, come on, Breitbart. Here it is. Okay, let's see if we get...
We know that Bernie Sanders has dropped out today.
I did see that today.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't really drop out. What about his delegates? I mean, he said he's going to keep his delegates, and which is sort of interesting. He's going to keep his delegates, and he'd like to get more. Now, is he dropping out or not? That's not dropping out. When you keep your delegates, and then you want more delegates before you get to the...
We'll come right back to this. This is going to get good, isn't it? We'll be right back.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Show. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War
came along. Hey, all right, folks. Scott is back with us there from Oregon. Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Would you give me a moment? You know, you like my calls. You've told me that. But, you know, I voted for the businessman, okay?
Okay.
And I really like him, but you must admit he's made some horrible appointments in his cabinet. Look, he's butting up with Bill Gates that's coming at us with a syringe and a vial.
Now, wait a minute. No, hang on.
Hang on.
Okay, what is the appointment you hate the worst? No, go down the
every
first, the
one
second.
Of them. He's given
every
a
one of
swamp
them?
Creature. Just about. He's given a swamp creature to the second power.
Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro is a swamp creature.
Most are worthless. Look at Munchkin. Okay, look at the little Munchkin man.
Okay, now hang on, Scott. Hang on, Scott.
That's a fact.
Okay, wait a minute, Scott. Don't tell me things are fact. Scott, please. You've said that 10 times now. Like, okay,
no,
so
twice.
You don't need to say that's
twice.
A fact again. No, that's a fact
twice.
Is argument by insistence, not argument by actual evidence. Now,
listen. I'll probably vote for him again.
Okay, but listen, Scott, do you realize you're going on a big radio show, talking to a lot of people, okay, and here's your contribution to Donald Trump. I'm going to bash
you. Do you know anything about Gates? Do you know about Gates?
Wait, but Scott, how are you helping the Trump revolution?
I can't, because Trump won't help himself because his mal.
There you go. So guess what? You're doing Nancy Pelosi's work.
No, I'm not. I can't stand that ridiculous.
Well, then why
Nancy.
Are you helping her? Then why are you helping
I'm
her?
I'm not helping her.
You called this show not to bash Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, but to bash Donald
Trump. President. I voted for him. I'm going to vote for him again.
You don't get any credit for having
voted.
With your vote. And $1.50, you can buy a cup of coffee. You get credit for work.
You get
credit, Scott. You get credit for work as a patriot that you do to help the team.
Listen, you can't sit there and, you know, I know you've got the Trump phenomenon, but the man isn't even a Christian. You can't idolize this guy.
Scott, I'm not saying that you are one of these people, okay? But hang on, I'm going to explain something to you.
Scott,
you got to listen. The left has people that it pays handsomely. It pays people to go into Patriot radio shows and to bash Donald Trump, pretending to be Trump supporters. They're paid very well
to
do this.
That's not me, and you recognize my voice.
Hang on, Scott, but you don't want to be indistinguishable from these people. And as long as all you have to say is, I voted for Trump, but bash, 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 bash.
No, that's not true.
You're indistinguishable from the paid Trump. Hang on, the paid Trump bashers.
A civil answer it's an easy question. Are you going to support the majority of his appointees? They're swamp creatures to the second degree.
Scott, how are you helping Donald Trump right now?
But I can't go.
You're not. Thanks for the call. Goodbye. 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 Okay, folks. Now, with Scott there, I don't know whether Scott is one of these paid people or not. And I don't know what's actually motivating him. And we don't have time on the show to figure out, to psychoanalyze Scott, to find out why he hates Donald Trump. But we established that. So there you go, Scott. The audience has got it. You hate Donald Trump. Trump sucks. And all of his appointments are terrible, like Peter Navarro, the number one best guy he could have appointed as regards his China policy, the author of Death by China, a guy who's done a whole hell of a lot more for our patriot cause, Scott, than you have or ever will do. All right. Now, I've got a humor moment here on the show. I think that last call, actually, I thought was a humor moment. But get this. Now, I'm able to play this. There's nothing mean-spirited about it. And I'm not in any way, the people who've lost their lives to the Chinese flu, boy, please, all families, please sue the asses of the Chinese. Please sue them for billions upon billions. If you can't sue the Chinese because of some diplomatic immunity, sue their companies here in the U.S. Sue China, and there are plenty of them. There are hundreds of billions of dollars of Chinese assets in the U.S. Take them on in court. Sue for the death of your loved one. But now I'm going to play this this tape, and this recording was not made by right-wingers. It was made by the hospital staff of a health company in Central Florida. And so all of these scenes that you can't see are in the hallways of a hospital, and these are nurses and doctors and so on who are singing this song. And I'll play it as soon as we come back from this break. You're going to love it. Take off on Kung Fu Fighting. You know what it's going to be. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing.
I hate Chinese, red Chinese engineers in our graduate schools. That's what I hate. Even more than contrails in the sky. Okay. I'm gonna play a song for you, and this is great. You know, doctors, nurses who made this song up, and they're acting in it, and I don't want to get them in trouble, but I'm able to play it because these are just average Americans who work in a hospital system, and they're having fun with this song. So let's play it. Here it is. Let me find it. Where did I put it? Here it comes. You're gonna love this. Remember, the Puke reporter said, your staff is using the term Kung Flu. Kung Flu. The president said, what?
Everybody was Kung Flu fighting.
Ha!
Your shots were fast as lightning.
Ha!
In fact, there were no flu sightings. But they fought with extra timing. There were funky flu germs in from influenza town. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down. It was a smart move from the start, and everybody knew their part. From flu shots to other magic. Let's keep getting sick. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Kung fu fighting.
Those shots were fast as lightning.
Those shots were fast.
And you got the word no flu sightings. But they talk with expert timing.
Okay, folks. Kung fu fighting. Well, now let's talk about the Kung Flu for a moment here. Let's go over to the Johns Hopkins coronavirus dashboard, and let's look at the Chinese virus that a lot of people ought to be suing the asses off of China. Find some way to get into their, well, how about suing Comcast, which owns MSDNC, I think. How about suing Comcast, a big giant owner of which is the communist government of Red China? Hey, let's sue Rachel Maddow's employer and Chris Cuomo's employer and Anderson Cooper's employer and investors. Ah, I like that. And how about for every person who died, thanks to the Red Chinese communists who lied? They lied, we died. They lied, we died. Okay, all right. How about $1 billion a pop, okay, in an American courtroom with an American jury? You think they're going to be sympathetic to Xi Jinping, Xi? You think they're going to be sympathetic to Maoists who lied like a rug, who deceived us? Who, by the way, here's one of the juicy, juicy bits of this. This is unbelievable. The Red Chinese, after they quarantined Wuhan and they realized that they had a major flu epidemic on their hands, guess what the Red Chinese government did? They sent 400,000 people out of Wuhan to the four corners of the earth. That's right. The Chinese government lying all the way, telling the President of the United States that this flu is not transmissible from human to human. Do you remember that? Remember when you saw that headline? Not transmissible from human to human, meaning you don't have to worry about it. They were saying you can only get it from one of these disgusting wet markets in China, Red China, where you get a live bat or a live salamander or newt or a live, well, it has to be a mammal, actually. You get a live mammal, like a bat, that gives you the virus. Well, we don't have to worry, but oh, they were lying, weren't they? They were lying. They were kung fu lying. And then they sent 400,000 people out of that city and the Hubei province all over the world to infect the whole damn world. And the whole damn world ought to sue their asses off and ought to end that Chinese communist regime. Bring it down. Bring it down. Overturn that Chinese dictatorship. Free the Chinese people from their dictatorship. That's what we ought to do. And Donald Trump's the man who can lead that campaign. All right. So let's go now. But I'm going to bring you more good news. I told you, I said you were getting hosed by the, not the real doctors. You were getting hosed by the kung flu doctors like Fauci and Birx. Okay? These aren't real doctors. These aren't the people that set your bones or give you penicillin when it'll save your life. No, no. These are the people that want to inoculate your children at birth. At birth. These are Bill Gates's people, financed by Bill Gates. So, by the way, he's one of the guys that's going to take it in the teeth over this kung flu. Bill Gates is going to be exposed as the fraud that he is. It's his people that said we're going to have 2 million dead people. Thanks a lot for that lie. Thanks a lot for that deliberate attempt to create hysteria, panic, to create mass panic, to frighten people for an ideology is the definition, Mr. Gates, of terrorism. You, sir, have just become a terrorist. Deliberately creating hysteria and panic, getting everybody in the United States laid off their job, getting every school closed, bringing our economy to a screeching halt, you also ought to be sued with your micro sucks billions. And by the way, Donald Trump laid into one of these billionaires, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. When Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi want in the next stimulus bill, they want billions and billions of dollars to go into the U.S. Post Office. And Donald Trump, what a genius this man is. He said, what? What are you talking about? All the post office has to do is charge Jeff Bezos what it costs them to deliver his damn packages, and they'll have a nice profit. They're giving away delivery to Jeff Bezos and Amazon. That's how Amazon works. Cheap delivery from the U.S. Post Office. Losing money on every package they ship. And Donald Trump said, I'm going to talk to these people about that. The U.S. Postal Commission, which is one of these administrative deep state organizations that Donald Trump barely has any control over or influence. He's going to work on them. They're giving away delivery to Jeff Bezos so that he can bash America and he can help bring down our country. Ain't going to happen, Jeff, baby. By the way, I forgot to ask, you know, that caller from Oregon, I forgot to ask him, with all these guys who bash Trump the way he's doing, there's a missing question I need to ask each one. Would you consider Hitler to be a monster? And these guys won't say yes, of the Hitler men. They'll never say that. One of the reasons they really dislike Donald Trump is that Adolf Hitler wouldn't like Donald Trump. And they dislike Trump for the very reason that Trump is the most popular man in Israel. And they can't stand that. Makes Donald Trump also incredibly popular as we come up on Easter, with American evangelicals who love Israel. So people who really hate Israel and just really hate Jews, they have a hard time liking Donald Trump. And that's as it should be. But I forget to ask these guys that question. Would you say yes or no? Kelso says Hitler was a monster. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? I assure you, well, I'm guessing. I'll bet a dollar to a donut Scott in Oregon would strongly disagree with that statement. He would think Hitler was a hero, I think. But Scott, you're welcome to call in. If I got you wrong on that, call in, correct me. If I read you wrong. All right, now, let's go to the Kung Flu statistics that are very encouraging. Not because Fauci and Birx and all the other pukes were not real doctors. They're administrators. They're kind of the opposite of a doctor. These people, they're claiming as the flu goes away, the Kung Flu is dying out. They're going to falsely claim that they saved you from the Kung Flu. No, they didn't. The Kung Flu died out all by itself. And it's happening now, which is great news. It means we can reopen our businesses, get rid of this stupid damn quarantine, the stupid shutdown. People can go to church again. By the way, wait a minute. Why is it you can't go to church, but you can go to work at, you name it, okay? Why this spotty, you know, you can work over here. The government office can be open, but you can't go to church. Well, interesting, huh? There should be a lot of lawsuits on that. All right, Donald Trump's appointed a lot of judges that could hear those cases, and American juries can hear those cases. Now, the Kung Flu is going down. U.S. graph going down, new cases. It's going down. Spain going down strongly. Italy, and I'm looking at it for the first time today, going down strongly. France going down very strongly. Germany going down. United Kingdom, I'm just going over our countries, European countries. United Kingdom going down, not as strongly, but it's going down. They're earlier in the cycle. Belgium going down. Remember I compared Belgium and Sweden yesterday. Belgium, four times as many deaths as Sweden. Same population, 11 million. Belgium is shut down. Sweden is not. The president, This fact has been hidden from the president. He doesn't know that Sweden is not shut down and is doing better than nations like ours or Belgium. Okay, Belgium, the flu is going down strongly. Switzerland, flu going down strongly. I told you this yesterday. I just want to let you know. I told you it was going to happen. Gee, and I don't have any triangulation of any R factors, and I don't have two graduate degrees in immunology, epidemiology, and virology, and I haven't got any awards from the United Nations. But you know what I've got that Fauci and Birx and all the rest of them don't have? I have an uncorrupted, intelligent common sense. I can read a screen and look at numbers. Netherlands going down strongly. Gee, how can this be, folks? Canada going down very strongly. Portugal, and that's of particular interest to us being their neighbor. Portugal going down strongly. Now, there are no exceptions here, folks. Austria, way down. Less than a quarter of what it was at the peak, only a few days ago. Let's just throw Israel in here for some kung fu fighting. Israel is down to one-tenth of what it was at the peak, which was only, for them, 2 weeks ago. Sweden, down. Ireland, down. Norway, half of what it was. Australia, a sixth of what it was. Denmark, down slightly. And they're in a shutdown right next to Sweden, okay? And they have more deaths than Sweden, proportionately. The Czech Republic, down. Poland, you know, think of your ancestry. Where do your ancestors come from originally? You should be interested in each of these European heritage nations. Poland, down. Romania, down. Keep going down here. We're going to get them all, folks. Luxembourg. How many of you are Luxembourgers? You ever been to Luxembourg? A very interesting place. They're at less than a quarter of what they were at their peak. In other words, it's ending, folks. Serbia. Got some Serbs out there. It's down. And when I say it, I mean the corona, the Chinese flu, the Kung flu. Finland. Down. Let's keep going down here. Greece, less than half of what it was. Argentina, which is largely white, a third of what it was. Ukraine, a lot of you have Ukrainian ancestors. Not down today. That's my first exception, Ukraine. Not down today, and I don't know why. I would guess they just got a whole big shipment of tests, and a bunch of people tested positive. Because that's what I'm looking at the test positive chart here. So there's our first exception, Ukraine. Okay, Iceland down sharply. Croatia down sharply. New Zealand, which, by the way, you know how many people have died in New Zealand? It's at the cases are at half now. New cases half of what they were at the peak. Guess how many people have died in New Zealand of the big bad killer virus, the worst virus ever? Oh my God, Bill Gates, you nailed this one. Millions of us are going to die, and we need to submit to your dictatorship. We need to be confined to our homes. Guess how many people have died in New Zealand? A totally European nation with trade all over the world, air flights, they're very close to Asia. They're very involved with what's going on in places like Asia. They're closer to Asia. They're in Asia, okay? One dead person in New Zealand. And you shut the country down for that? What the hell happened to our common sense? Did we flip our lids? When did we let Fauci's and Birx's screw our nations to the wall? Estonia. Down very sharply. 24 people have died there. Moldova down sharply. Former Soviet Union. Slovenia, Melania's country, less than half of what it was. 40 people have died in Slovenia. And remember, we just found out that these pukes in these Centers for Disease Control counterparts all over the world, they have We have seen their directives in which people, hospital administrators who do the coding, the doctors don't do all the coding. They've been instructed to improperly, incorrectly, falsely recode deaths from things like emphysema and COPD and pneumonia, which last year were coded under those codes. They're now being coded as coronavirus in order to do what? Pump up the numbers and scare people to hell. Deliberately scare people to hell so that they give up their freedoms, give up their country, give up their savings. These are bastards that have done this to us. And they should all be fired, all of them. The whole damn crew. Where is the hero in the Centers for Disease Control? Where is the person who stood up with some guts and said, these people are lying, they're falsifying the numbers, they're trying to scare the hell out of you, they're trying to wreck your country, they hate Donald Trump, they love Hillary Clinton. Fauci is a Hillary person. We'll be right back for more. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us.
Help us for a change. Hey, we're back, folks. And I'm going to give, I told Scott, if I got him wrong, I'd let him reply. He didn't get a chance to reply. Scott, are you there? Oh, okay. I thought Scott was back. All right. That was an earlier thing. Anyway, anytime I besmirch anybody on this show and you're not on the air to respond, you have the right to call back and say, Kelso, you got me wrong. And we'll, you know, I'm not going to do a deal where I comment on somebody who doesn't have a chance to respond. All right. Let's go to Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, James, I think you'd make a good dermatologist. You spotted a mole. You published it, exposed it, and then excised it.
Okay. Yeah. Which of the many moles that I – which one are you talking about?
Oh, the gentleman that was claiming to have voted for Donald Trump and then trashed everything else that he's done.
Okay.
You know what I love about Donald Trump?
Yeah, exactly.
He's bringing these scumbags out of the darkness, putting him up there in a position – totally visible, and over time they get to, how to say, undo themselves like these idiot so-called physicians have done.
Well, yeah, and now this, and of course, now the reason I asked about Peter Navarro, Scott had nothing to say about Peter Navarro. He said, oh, all of Donald Trump's appointments are terrible. Well, Peter Navarro is the best appointment you could make. He's the best man in the world on the threat China poses to you and me and all patriots. And Donald Trump has him at his right hand. But has Donald Trump made a few loser appointments? Of course he has. But we've explained how that had to happen. There was no way that could not, that could not happen. And when he has made a loser appointment, he has, in fact, as the person revealed him or herself to be a rat, the president bounced him out. And, you know, so that something good was accomplished thereby. And the president has always said throughout this whole thing, he said, whatever someone serving under me, working under me, I make the decisions. I make the calls, not my secretary of this, that, or the other, or my undersecretary or ambassador, et cetera, et cetera. So Donald Trump has done brilliant, brilliant things. And, of course, it behooves all of us who are patriots, help the man. Don't take pot shots at him. I mean, just consider the enormousness of what he has had to do, and the enormity of the crimes against him by the deep state. That this man is able to withstand this withering fire, that he is able to, you know, every day come out, you know, just charging. And, you know, doing incredible damage to the deep state. It's a wonderful thing to behold. And there's never been a day that was an exception. He's never let us down. That was one of the beautiful things he said back when we had those rallies. And we're going to get those rallies back. Oh, my gosh. We're going to run out of time. Tom, I apologize. But we'll all meet up here
That's
again
okay.
tomorrow night. We'll pick up where we left off. And it's getting better. What's that song? It's getting better every day. Maybe I'll play a little clip of that tomorrow, as it is. See you tomorrow, folks.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.